brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I really can't do justice to his amazing bio, but perhaps I'll try later in the hour. But we got so many things happening in the world. I don't know if I always agree with Lynn LaRouge's solutions, but I certainly know that he's got an incredible grasp on history and has been, just doing a lot of amazing things over the last 50 years. And, of course, LaRouchePub.com is just one of their websites. He's been a presidential candidate. Former CIA director, called him the best private intelligence network in the world. He was well-known back in the 80s for landing his helicopter at the CIA base in Langley and being received by the director. Made a lot of folks jealous of him, and that's when Bush went after him. And you know, I meant to pull that up today before the interview, just so we could mention some of those stories. We'll see if LaRouche can talk about some of that today. But I first wanted to get Lynn LaRouche to break down where the state of the world is right now. This is a short segment, long segment coming up in a moment. But joining us from Germany is Lynn LaRouche. Thank you for joining us.
Good to join you.
Again, via video Skype, we see Financial Times of London talking about the end of dollar hegemony. The Chinese, since you last joined us, said that we are basically already have a technical default. Do you agree with that?
Well, it's worse than that. We are in a general breakdown crisis of the international, that is the transatlantic system. Everything is about to go down. There are remedies. But as long as this president remains president, there's no chance that these remedies will be supplied. However, as we know now, he has committed an act, a lie, which makes him impeachable. Now, the question is whether the impeachment rage will be strong enough to put him out or not. But an attempted impeachment at this time would cripple this guy and make him more accessible to control our legitimate institutions in the United States. Under those conditions, we can be hopeful.
Well, I can ask a lot of questions here, but just a preview of what's coming up in the next hour, and again, we appreciate your time and your busy schedule, Mr. LaRouche. What are some of the topics that you would like to address for people out there? Because I have a lot of questions, but what do you think is most important right now?
Well, first of all, is we have a problem with the British. They are, in a sense, controlling our destiny because we have a president who is nothing but a British asset. He's not really a very stable person, and he has some very bad policies. So, therefore, that's one of our big problems. Another one is that the entire system, the transatlantic system, is now coming down. We've reached a point at which the failure of the last attempt at bailout, that this has created a situation which Europe has not yet corrected, which means that right now, Europe, and therefore also the United States, is on a slide down toward a breakdown as early as sometimes this coming month. There are remedies, of course, but the question is, if this guy remains president, is it possible to apply any of those remedies which do exist?
Well, when we come back, we'll cover the waterfront geopolitically, what's happening with the banks imploding, Greece by design, Ireland and others. And I'd first like to get your analysis, sir, on, because you do know the Anglo-American establishment probably better than anybody, what their endgame is, what the strategy or stratagem is, so we can know our enemy and then understand why they're doing what they're doing. Then I want to get your forecast on what you believe will happen versus what they're attempting to do. And then we'll talk about solutions and a lot more. And then later, I notice you never talk about yourself. And over the years doing research on you, you've had one of the fullest, most interesting lives. So I think it's important for you to talk about your historical experiences as well. Lynn LaRouche is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, DCNLive.com, their site, LaRouchePub.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As they're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. Thank you for joining us. National Security Council member Norman A. Bailey admitted in television interviews that he had regular meetings with the LaRouche Group and Len LaRouche, and that he circulated LaRouche material to the National Security Council. LaRouche, you can also research, in the 80s, would give briefings to the CIA director and reportedly would land at the Langley base via his private helicopter. I introduced LaRouche that way because LaRouche never really talks about himself. And Len LaRouche, before we go any further and break down the world crisis that you predicted and everything that's unfolding and why the system has come after you over the years, will you please, I know you don't like talking about yourself, joining us via video connection from Germany, where you are right now, but I mean, can you please spend 2 or 3 minutes kind of chronicling your life and what you've done and, from World War II? I mean, you're 90 years old, correct now, sir?
Not quite. I was born in 1922.
So you're almost 90.
I'm getting close to it. Yes.
Because you look like you're about 79 or something.
I'm fortunate in that respect.
I mean, any way you slice it, you're one of the most interesting people that I've ever had the pleasure of interviewing. I mean, I just want to say that.
Thank you.
Well, listen, I know, because you never do this, and your surrogates don't do it either. Please spend some time, because I don't think I can adequately, mark some of the high points, low points, some of the incredible things you've seen and witnessed in your life.
Well, I think that my experience became significant after World War II. During the war, I was there, but I wasn't too significant. I had some experiences in Calcutta in the immediate post-war period while I was still in service. And at a later point, I emerged as an economist. And I, of course, I had the advantage that most of the economists are not competent in the major things that have to be done in forecasting, because they believe in the current system of forecasting, which is based on the dollar, for example, or on currencies, and currencies do not necessarily correspond to the real physical economy. And in my view, and most of my work has been in this area, is to force the issue through my forecasting of certain kinds of major events, which have been always correct, where my rivals have been failures, because they insist on statistical forecasting based on monetarist considerations. I base my forecasting on physical considerations. That is, what are we doing to increase the productivity of our nation per capita per square kilometer? What are we doing to increase the energy flux density we have for making our nation more productive? These are the factors I consider. And when we have policies which are based on a monetary system, really a Wall Street system sort of thing, that people are worried about Wall Street, I'm worried about the real economy. And repeatedly, Wall Street always fails because it's actually a thief and is more interested in what they can extract from people than fostering real production. For example, good example, look at China today. What is China doing? China is absorbing the industries we have shut down inside the United States. And this means that we are becoming more and more helpless because we no longer have the food supply, we no longer have the production, the actual production, which we as a nation control, on which our economy depends. We're now in a very grave crisis. And I fear that as long as this fellow remains president, we're up for it, as they say in Britain.
We're going to speak to that and get into the imminent collapse of the euro that you predicted many years ago that now is mainstream news. Soros admitting that there's going to be some type of crack up. I want to get into Obama and the British connection and where you see things going geopolitically. But continuing for a few more minutes to talk about Lyndon LaRouche, so new listeners out there, most of them know who you are, but you know only have seen a snapshot in the media characterizing you one way or the other. What happened in the 1980s? Because you had breakthroughs then when you were actually, and I've talked to folks that were there at the time, they say Ronald Reagan was reading your intelligence reports. It was admitted that the director of the CIA and the National Security Council people were listening to you. And then later, of course, that's why George Herbert Walker Bush came after you and tried to set you up for some things. But what was happening in the power structure that the highest levels of the U.S. government were listening to you in the 1980s?
Well, there were a number of reasons. First of all, I was involved in the formation of the Fusion Energy Foundation during the 1970s, which became a leading science institution in the United States. And while I was doing that, I ventured into other areas. I came up with a proposal of what became known later as the Strategic Defense Initiative. It was initially my own proposal based on evidence which I had. This then, at a later point, some of the old boys from the former intelligence services of World War II came into me and said, "We like what you're doing." So I expanded it, and then I went on, especially in the very beginning of the 1980s, to extend this, and I had a major part of the retired senior military figures of Germany, France, Italy, and so forth, and many in our own country of that same circle. And they recognized that what I was doing in proposing this, that this was the way we should go. And we went in that direction, except that frankly, of course, it was known that the president at that time, Reagan, endorsed this proposal. We made a shot at getting it. We were frustrated, largely because of the liberals inside our political system. They thought that this was terrible. But it was obvious to us that we could have an arrangement in which the Soviet Union would change its policies to work with us on our side, so to speak. And it was a very good policy. A number of Soviet leaders agreed with me, agreed this was a good policy.
Well, you proposed something, a different form of SDI, though, from what from the way it was sold, though, correct? I mean, what was your plan for SDI?
Well, the point was to negotiate, which I did with the Soviet government, before a new head was put in. And with those people, we had this extensive discussion for several years. And in this discussion, we outlined what the problems were, the danger of a nuclear war fought through the atmosphere and up through space, and how much better it would be to resolve our problems step by step. First of all, to realize that we cannot have a thermonuclear war. Therefore, the idea, and you cannot have a war that would not be thermonuclear among major nations. Therefore, we had to find an agreement on modus operandi. And there was a lot of agreement. That's why we had the German, French, Italian general officers and people like that in high-ranking positions, as well as in the United States, who agreed with this. But then, as you know, the certain forces in the United States, particularly the politicians, killed it because they used all this alarmist nonsense. And then, of course, the head of the Soviet Union would come in then, was a real problem. He was a British asset, essentially. And Gorbachev, his successor, real successor, was a mess, and still is to the present day. So we lost the fight. And then people like George H.W. Bush, he's pretty much a slob. I wouldn't want to give too much credit for him for intellect. He's all whimpery, whiny old George. And his son isn't any better. So they moved in a different direction, and it was decided to get rid of me. It was actually an assassination plot was set up through the Department of Justice. The president's circles, then Reagan, killed that. They kept at it. And they went to frame me up and get me in prison. They tried to find a court they could do it in. And they got it. Then after about 5 years of that incarceration, I came back out and did the same old thing I always did. And I'm still doing it today. And I'm having a great time in building a youth movement which is science-oriented and classical culture-oriented. And we're doing a good job with a limited number of people. And I think we have the seeds of a good future coming out of that process now. There's a demand for it throughout the world. I think we can do it.
All right.
Decent president.
Well, very, very interesting. Is the best website for folks to visit LaRouchePub.com? Because I know you have several.
Mm-hmm.
What is the best website for folks to visit?
Well, I think we're running the best right now because we're not that prolific. We produce about 3 to 4 products a day, which are broadcasts or webcasts, as they say. It's some of the best scientific work done today because one of our big functions is we have a science group, which is a factor in science in the world today. This is what we work from largely. We also specialize on music because my understanding is that the ability to perform physical science is typified by cases like Max Planck and Einstein, that all the great scientists, or most of them, were involved in as classical musicians, some with a professional quality, like Einstein or Planck, the classical musicians. And so this idea of a classical culture as the foundation for physical science and its progress is the conception we work from. Therefore, we do tend to recruit people as recruits who have some scientific background. And we have a team that's made some very important discoveries on their own in this brief field.
All right. Lennon LaRouche, we've got to go to break. When we come back, we'll get into the hardcore issues here today. The imminent collapse of the euro, what that means. What the Anglo-American establishment's goal is, what they would do if they're unopposed, what you believe is going to happen in your forecasting. It's all coming up with Lennon LaRouche straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. And then economist George Humphrey, he'll be joining us in studio coming up today as well. We'll talk about a host of issues, not just the economy. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Since 2007, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government have injected as much as $20 trillion into the economies of the world, and yet the globe's economies continue to contract. Our government is borrowing $58,000 per second. If they stop spending, the economy collapses. If they continue spending, the economy collapses. And if they raise interest rates, the economy collapses.
Prepare now.
Call Ready Reserve Foods and put your plan together with quality, storable food. Ready Reserve Foods has been in business canning the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. We control the quality from start to finish with double enameled nitrogen-packed cans for maximum shelf life. Choose from a variety of pre-selected packages or customize your own plan and order exactly what you need. Call today for a free catalog at 800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3122 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
Some people will say, hey, why are you interviewing Lyndon LaRouche? Well, hey, I've actually done 15, 16 years of research and got a lot of good information out of it. I don't totally agree with everything, but that's what free and open debate in society is about, is looking at all perspectives. And that's why reading from the Washington Post, January 15, 2006, some officials find intelligence network useful. Norman Bailey, former National Security Council advisor, recalls, that's the real government, that soon after he joined the National Security Council, he received a call from NSC officials asking him to talk to a group of followers of right-wing presidential candidate. Notice they call him right-wing, and then they call him left-wing. LaRouche, who was offering intelligence information to the agency. Bailey said the NSC senior director of international economic affairs said he found the visitor's intelligence on economics and foreign affairs surprisingly on target. And then the Washington Post goes through this whole saga, and it was really going on before that. So I just want new listeners to understand if you read the whole history, it's amazing. Lennon, this is a short segment, big, long, 18-minute one coming up, but you've got the floor. Where are we right now economically in the world? They're having to more and more admit we're really in a depression. What is the banking cartel based in London and New York? What is their goal? What's happening to the euro? What's happening in Greece? What's coming here?
Well, there's a long-term trend which is centered on certain people in the United Kingdom, which is the desire to reduce the human population to, well, some people say 2 billion people, some say one. And recently, the one is preferred. The policy of the so-called Green Revolution people, that is the anti-technology people, is precisely that. In, for example, the worst case right now happens to be in Germany, where the green change is heading. And it means a disaster for the total population of Germany. It's a weaker in France, where they do have a dependency upon nuclear power. Italy does not yet have nuclear power. They once did, but was taken away from them. So we're in that kind of situation. But the worst of it is that at this point, with this president, who is nothing but a British puppet, and I do, it's no exaggeration whatsoever. One knows his affinities for the British royal family and for their policies.
We've never seen such groveling by a president.
Pardon me?
We've never seen presidents groveling like this, bowing down to Queenie.
They created him. How do you think all the money was cooked up under very suspicious circumstances to overwhelm the presidential campaign with him, with money behind it? And my view is some of the people using this money should have gone to prison because the tactics are being used by spreading a fund which is coming largely from drug money and similar kinds of sources and splitting up into little pieces and then putting the pieces into the campaign of the presidential candidate. They overwhelmed with sheer money, overwhelmed the legitimate campaign which was being run for the president. Now, on the basis of his debt to the British, who put him into office inside the United States with this flood of money, he now actually has got control over the presidency. There are people in the United States, particularly older people, who are less political and more, shall we say, institutional, who understand this. And we are prepared to dump this bum from office. Now we have the perfect grounds for doing so. We had a ground under the 25th Amendment on him earlier. It should have been exercised. It was not. Now we've caught him in outrage of an impeachable offense against the United States in a fraudulent policy on warfare in Libya. We have him there. There are some weaklings in the United States who are afraid to close in on this guy. But I know if he is not thrown out of office very soon, and I mean in the weeks immediately ahead, this United States cannot survive the kinds of conditions which we're going into in the month of July. It doesn't mean we're going to collapse in July, but it means we're going through a process which will collapse somewhere along the summertime.
We're already seeing bizarre flash mobs and riots popping up all over the United States right now.
You've had two of them. One has like Twitter. Twitter operates a riot-creating operation, doing just what its normal operations. But behind what Twitter does as just an organization, Twitter as an organization is control from the top. And you have a generation of youth who have a very poor orientation in life. It wasn't their fault. It was given to them.
Mr. LaRouche, stay there. Long segment coming up. I want you to get into the euro, what the Anglo-American establishment goal is, your ideas to fix it. In fact, I'm going to just give you the floor for 18 minutes when we come back. I'll have a few questions I throw in, but I want you to really finish up with Twitter and then flesh out, to understand it, what is the Anglo-American goal so we know what's coming ahead and what do you think is going to happen?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Much of what is now unfolding with great precision. Lennon LaRouche is our guest. We're going back to him in just one moment. Their websites are LaRouchePub.com and LaRouchePack.com. Really a nice website, very high tech. I like the look of it, but also the information. So check out LaRouchePack.com as well. Before we go back to Lennon LaRouche to really get into the nitty gritty of where the economy is, what these people's end game plan is, we don't defeat them. He already went there a bit with the world population reduction agenda. I mean, it's on record. I know it's frightening and sounds crazy, but as you know, as listeners here, we cover the White House science czar and Henry Kissinger and Ted Turner and Prince Philip. I mean, they say they're building a world government to shut off our resources and kill us. I mean, the one-child policy of China is theirs. China was paid to do that. So that's all coming up. But I want to remind you, this special ends tomorrow. Five of my most powerful films, Fall of the Republic, The Rise of FEMA, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, getting into the eugenics, the key film, Terror Storm, History of Government-Sponsored Terror, The Obama Deception, five of my bestsellers. The Alex Jones Essential Special ends, it'll end Saturday because we'll have it through Friday. And on top of it, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, great new book by Mark Dice, breaking down the parallels. Now we're becoming a Big Brother society. Free. That deal runs through Friday at Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also subscribe at PrisonPlanet.tv and see all my films, the live three-hour show each day, the new TV show coming out in the next month or so. I'm going to be announcing that next week, when exactly we're going to premiere that, and details of it. All my films in higher quality, expanded extras, my book, Watson's book, a lot of other films, higher quality podcasts, 15 cents a day, and your purchase and support of memberships supports this broadcast, PrisonPlanet.tv. Talking to Lyndon LaRouche, 50-plus years, researching all of this, where is the world right now? What is happening with the economy? What's going on with the euro? What's happening with Greece? What's happening with all the war clouds gathering? Where do you see the world right now?
Well, first of all, we're headed toward a general collapse throughout the transatlantic region. It's centered, of course, in Europe and centered in the United States, but it's extended throughout the Americas. It's extended into Africa and through parts of Asia. This is the area that's in trouble. Right now, it's coming down. One problem is you have Europe, that is continental Europe, which is part of a system called the Euro system, with its own currency, a Euro currency. It's always a form of globalization in which the nations are losing their sovereignty at a rapid rate in order to become a members of a blob of an assortment of nations. This thing is now in the process of coming down. The breakdown of the process was established in New York City by a gentleman called Strauss-Kahn, who was at that point the head of the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. And he was caught in the attack, which was considered rape, of a woman. And for that, he was picked up on at the plane side before he could board the plane to France. He then went some time in Rikers Island, the famous prison in New York City area, and he's now sitting on parole with a little special detachment to his shoe. And there he sits, awaiting trial, which will be of some duration. The significance of this is that Strauss-Kahn's elimination from the operation killed the bailout operation, which had been intended. Now, the effect of the inability of that crowd to get a bailout going again resulted in a deterioration, because what you're getting is a bunch of money, which is not money. You're getting electronic money, not even electronic fake money, which is out there, which is the bailout. This stuff has no redeemable value except to collect debts from victims, including countries that are victims, including the United States. We are being looted as a nation. That is, our people are being looted. Our industries are being looted. Our states, the four states, are virtually in a state of bankruptcy now because they can't meet the debt requirements to bail themselves out at the end of the fiscal year. Other parts of the nation are being crushed by an accelerating rate. For example, our military is under threat right now. The military of the United States is going to be slashed massively if something is not done about it. And that's going to leave us in a very strange degree of vulnerability, not because of foreign wars as such, but simply because our military is one of the final institutions which is still more or less functioning. Every one of our institutions is crumbling. If we do not get this bum out of office now, and the grounds existed under the 25th Amendment for some time, the grounds now are, of course, his violation of the War Powers Act, for which he should be thrown out of office as a crime against the nation. And with other whatever penalties about being thrown out of office, go with that. But he's not. And as long as this bum, with these practices, this president, remains in office, he will continue to do everything to destroy the United States. If you don't get him out, you can kiss the United States goodbye when you still are able to kiss. That's where it stands. Now, there are many options. We have wonderful options in the United States if we chose to use them. We could rebuild our entire central water system in the United States. We could create industry and create agriculture where it does not exist or where it's being destroyed. The destruction of agriculture by the storms which have hit during the recent period have destroyed the food supply of the United States to a critical degree in the immediate period ahead. And there are no plans to restore it. The farmers are bankrupt. They have no credit available to meet the requirements. They could go with something now. The whole region of the Mississippi River, the Ohio Basin, the Missouri Basin, the food supply is being destroyed.
Again, we're talking live to Lennon LaRouche, who really needs no introduction, of LaRouchePack.com and LaRouchePub.com. Lennon, 20 years ago, you said NAFTA-GATT globalism would do this to us, that it was part of this deindustrialized program. But what is the British model of this corporate imperium going to do when it's built up China and Russia and others are still standing, and when their main command base, their main titan, the United States, is accelerating its debilitation? I mean, what is the method to that madness? And A, and then B, you have a report out dealing with Obama in violation of the War Powers Act. Why are they becoming so arrogant in his speech yesterday, saying, "I don't even need to discuss the Constitution anymore"? I mean, this, what is he getting us ready for?
Well, what you have to remember, our system of government was unique. It was founded. It was at the time we had won the Revolutionary War. We had a great problem of debt, the debt of what became the respective states of that period. There was apparently no solution because each of these states of the United States was vulnerable to this debt, in danger of going into bankruptcy, and the British were just waiting to move back in and take us back over through that method. Alexander Hamilton, who was a protege really of Benjamin Franklin, introduced a reform which established our republic on a constitutional system rather than a collection of states. In other words, we departed the European standard of states, maybe a decentralized form of government with a central government, and went to a system which is based on a system of national credit. This was the basis on which the Constitution was written. Therefore, our system, in contrast to the European monetary systems, our system is historically, by virtue of our Constitution, a credit system, not a monetary system. Now, whenever we, Roosevelt, of course, put us back on the credit system in his presidency. It was undermined, and then in 1999, it was destroyed by the repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act, which had been the bulwark of our entire recovery during the 1930s and thereafter. So that destruction in 1999 of the Glass-Steagall Act opened the gates for a complete takeover by the British international monetarist interests. That today is our problem. Now, we can get out of this mess. All we have to do is reenact the original Glass-Steagall Act of 1933, which was functioning more or less up until about 1999. Once that's done, then all the phony money, the Wall Street money and the British money, goes into the different Department of Banking. It's not part of the federal debt. It's a part of the market for speculative investment, the Wall Street market. Therefore, once we pass Glass-Steagall, if we do it, and there's a strong movement for that now, if we do that, then we are able to get rid of several or tens of trillions of dollars of phony debt, which the nation is now carrying, which is ruining our states, destroying our population. We can reverse that process. Obama is the advocate of the British interest. He's a tool of the British. They own him. They control his mind. He's just an agent who is bought, whose presidency was bought by a vast influx of drug money and other corrupt currency. But for this drug money flood, which brought Obama into the presidency, he would not have been president. And that's the situation. So now we're at the point where the policies of Obama are the enemy of the United States, the enemy of our existence. We're not talking about a long-term enemy. We're talking about a short-term enemy. We could be destroyed irreparably within a few weeks of that.
Explain the technicals of that, because the collapse by design, I mean, they're on record engineering it to absorb Greece, Ireland, Iceland has resisted. They now admit it is inevitable into Italy, Portugal. I mean, can you lay out the technicals of how you're saying in a few weeks this could accelerate, break down that chain of events?
The point is, if you acknowledge, if you try to collect what the British essentially control, which is a worthless debt, the mass of many trillions of dollars and more, there are actually quadrillions of phony value out there clamoring for being fed. All we have to do is pass Glass-Steagall again now with the understanding of what we've been through. If we do that, these guys will go bankrupt. Their phony claims against the United States.
Because that will further implode the current Ponzi scheme they've got. And to quantify it, correct me if I'm wrong, they've created $1.5 quadrillion in derivatives. They bought off our governments to buy into the debt, and it's a black hole. If we don't pull out of it, there's no hope.
Exactly. The point is, the debt we have is not legitimate debt of our government under our Constitution. Therefore, that debt would go back to Wall Street, and Wall Street would have to find its own resources to pay the debt, the phony debt, that it created.
Okay, what do we do when they hold us hostage, as they openly do, and implode the stock market? Do we then just arrest them for financial terrorism? Because they're on record in Europe and the U.S. threatening to implode things if they can't hold us hostage. So what's the process there? Because it is truly us or them, and they are the fraudsters. But any governor that goes after him, any grand jury, any congressperson, as you know, they get busted for something or their plane blows up. So how do you stop them?
Very simply, Glass-Steagall. If we reenact the 1933 Glass-Steagall Act, which was canceled in 1999, if we do that, we are immediately in a new situation in which the only currency, the only credit system operating is the United States government's treasury system. We then have to use the power of the treasury under those conditions to utter credit, not money, credit. We give credit to projects which we think are worth the public investment in them. We support private industries and so forth, which are going to do this, like agriculture. We have a crisis in agriculture in the United States. We have a food supply which is insufficient for our total population right now. We can get that back if we put the investment back into the Mississippi, the Iowa, and the Missouri River areas alone. These areas will give us a growth in food supply. We have major projects, infrastructure projects, not what they call infrastructure, but real ones, like NWAPA. We can change the character and improve the character qualitatively simply by using public credit to loan it in the places where it will do the most good from a strategic standpoint. For example, take the state of California. The state of California is dying under these conditions. We can rescue it. We have other states, three other states that are dying right now under the terms of the present conditions.
And that's what the banksters want, because and we have the IMF World Bank documents, when their policies implode things further, they come in and buy things up for pennies on the dollar, then they implode it more, more, more. That's why they buy into the Malthusian view and the social Darwinistic view that their psychopathic activity is a favor for humanity. Of course they adopt these bankrupt game theory philosophies and Rand Corporation ideas, because it feeds in as a rationale for what they're doing. But at the end of the day, they're destroying the very civilization that they fed off of. They're actually in danger of killing their host. If they are successful, in the end, won't they destroy their own system as well? But their predator instinct can't be stopped.
This is all intentional. The intention is to reduce the world population from over 7 billion people to 1 in the shortest possible time. If you understand that, then you know what's going on. If you don't understand that, you really don't know what's going on. The point is, you're looking at a whole system, and the system was born with the founding of the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire, the original one, collapsed, but then it was revived as Byzantium. That collapsed. It was revived as a Crusader system. That collapsed. And then after a whole series of wars in Europe, it was established as a new empire with William of Orange, who carried the flag of the new Venetian party from the Netherlands into England and Ireland and did a lot of killing. But his outcome of his actions with the 70 Years' War, which concluded in 1763, established the British kingdom as an imperial power on the planet, including its control of India, its control over Nova Scotia, Canada, and so forth. So this was the fight we
had. Right, stay there, Lyndon LaRouche. Let's come back and finish up with that key area on the other side. Please continue. So basically, we're seen as weevils that have invaded their grain bags, and we need to be exterminated. And that's what they all write. They all say that's their philosophy, their religion, their driving system, and it's admitted.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-0976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Lyndon LaRouche is with us for this five-minute segment, then a one-minute break, the little 5 minutes we do at the start of the hour. Then George Humphrey in studio with us, economist, former Austin City Council member, successful businessman, good friend of mine. author, filmmaker. He's going to be in studio with us to cover a host of issues. And towards the end of the hour, I promise we'll also open the phones up if you have any questions for him. Len LaRouche is our guest, joining us via video Skype from Germany. You were getting into their plan for world population reduction. I mean, look at California going into the total implosion, 30+% unemployment. Even 60 Minutes in an analysis and admitted that last year. Their answer is ram through a 20+% carbon tax on California. I mean, if that isn't proof of the economic genocide, what is, Len LaRouche?
Well, that's what you're getting. You're getting that. There is real genocide, and it's intentional. And the Obama administration is an instrument of that policy of genocide. If you look at the policies which are uttered by the Obama administration itself, as apart from any other source inside the United States, you find that only Obama and what he represents and his immediate cronies are the people who are behind in the health care and other fields to increase the killing rate of what is considered an excessively large U.S. population. So we're not involved in a political quarrel. We're involved in an existential issue. Are we going to be human or are we going to be cannibals? That's what we are. If you go with Obama, you're for the cannibal class. And that's what we're headed for.
Is that why they put him in? Because he's black and they thought that would give him political cover? Because it's admitted that the carbon taxes proposed at Copenhagen would kill at least a billion people if they were implemented within 5 years. And that was just the first rollout. And they told the third world, hey, go for this. We're going to tax the West, give it to you. And then they got the treaty, and it was right at double the taxes that the West would pay on people making less than $2 a day. It was a death sentence.
I know.
I know you know, but I mean, how do we stop these people? They're madmen.
They are criminals. And we have to understand that. We have to establish our government again free of the Obama syndrome. And also the George W. Bush Jr. syndrome, which is almost as bad, not quite as bad as Obama.
What is your view of the political field right now in the United States?
Pardon me?
What is your view of the political candidates?
I think what we have now is we have among some senators and among members of the House of Representatives, and in terms of the elite institutions of the gubernatorial system, has a lot of good people in it. We have the ability, and we're pushing for the Glass-Steagall reenactment, and it's a very serious and it's a growing movement right now. We're moving to reinstall Glass-Steagall. That'll change the whole game. We in the United States, with our government, as long as we control it, has a capacity to create credit. We can put the United States back to work.
So it's policy. They could turn this around anytime they wanted to, but they don't want that to happen. What happens if we don't? I mean, couldn't we impeach Obama? There's more than one way to skin a cat. I mean, couldn't we go after Obama for the war powers issue? I mean, Ron Paul was on with us 2 days ago. He said it's absolutely impeachable.
He's impeachable on that ground. He's impeachable because he's insane also. And he couldn't be what he is if he weren't insane. This man is a mental case of a certain type.
He thinks we have 57 states. He doesn't even know the ages of his daughters now. Yet there's news today asking if Obama is starting to have mental problems.
He's crazy. But he's like the famous Nero, Emperor Nero. He's got the same syndrome of the Emperor Nero is psychologically. But the point is, he's used as a tool by the British monarchy personally. That is, he is not an agent of some conspiracy. He's an agent of one conspiracy, an agent of the British monarchy.
All right, we're back in 1 minute. Len LaRouche, our guest. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.